Good morning. We learn one Mishnah very quickly at the end of Parak Zayin, Maseches Shavuos. We are to the last Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah says, "Vered Chadash Akash B'Shemen Yashan." If you have an old rose which you soak in new oil. Now it's important to note that Yashan and Chadash over here is relative. What it's talking about is it depends which year you're standing in. When you are in the seventh year, which is Shemitah, so then Chadash refers to the sixth year. Chadash refers to the year that you are in, the seventh year, and Yashan refers to this to the sixth year. However, if you're going to be in the next year, in the eighth year, then the opposite is going to be true, that Yashan is going to refer to the seventh year, and Chadash is going to refer to the eighth year. So if you have a six-year rose, the mission starts at Ver Chadash Shekash B'Shem and Yashan. You have a seventh-year rose that you are soaking in oil from the sixth year. So the question is now, do you have to do Bior on the oil? The oil is not Kaddish B'Kedusha Shviyas. The rose is Kaddish B'Kedusha Shviyas. Now the question is, do you change the status of the oil? Then now you have to get rid of the oil at this Zman Bior as well. So the Mishnah says, no, you lock it to Savered. You just take the rose out. You treat the rose with Kedusha Shviyas. You do Bior at the time you have to do Bior. In other words, you mafker it. If the oil remains with the same status as being an eighth-year oil. However, if you have a Yashan B'Chadash, if you have a last-year rose, which is a rose, if you have a last-year rose, so you now the rose is Kadosh with Kedusha Shviyas, but it's a year old. So you're in the eighth year right now. The halacha is, chayav b'bir, you have to do bir, because when it's older, it gets more concentrated and the taste is stronger, and therefore it transfers into the oil. Charuva chadashan shekavashan b'yayin yashan, if you have old bucks or carob that you soak you have any buckster, charuvin chadashan, you have charuvin that you soak in Yain Yashan and wine that's not Kadosh B'Kedusha Shviyas, or the opposite, Yishanim B'Chadashim. You have old ones and new ones. Halach is Chayavim B'Bir, because regardless of how old the Buxer is, regardless of how old the Cheruvin are, it always gives taste. Zeh Klal, the rule is as follows. Kol Shehu B'Naisin Tam, anything which transfers taste. Chayav Levar Min B'Shein Minoy U'Min B'Minoy Kol Shehu. If you have two opposite minim, in other words, you have oil and you have a rose, or you have oil and you have charuvim, the halacha is, then once one transfers taste into the other, so if you have a rose which is shviyas, or you have buxer which is shviyas, they are not the same min as the oil. They're different types of things. Different. One is oil, one is a plant. The halacha is, if it transfers taste, then it turns the opposite one into Shviyas. So if you were to get a flavor, say a person is soaking a rose in oil because he wants to make a fragrance, he wants to make some type of perfume, then once the taste or the smell transfers, then he's chayav to treat the oil with the same way that he would treat the flour. However, that's learned by Mimbish Einemini, but it's Bim B'Minai. It's two things. Let's say one oil was Shviyas, one oil was not Shviyas, and mix it together, says the Mishnah, then you don't need to wait for taste to transfer. It's Kol Shehu, even if only a little bit goes in, then it transfers. The Mishnah continues, Shviyas Eiseres Kol Shehu B'Mina, Shlev Mida B'Meisim B'Nesitah. The Mishnah really reiterates what it's saying, to repeat, that not only is this halacha true with regard to the Chiv of beer, that a person has to be mafgirit at the time that the animal stop eating it in the field, but it's also true with regard to Kedusha Shviyas. Kedusha Shviyas has its halachic parameters. You'd have to treat it with Kedusha Shviyas, the same guidelines as before. If it's Mimbishen Aminai, once it transfers Tam, if it's Mimbishen Aminai, if it's Kol Shehu, maybe one day we'll learn Halachas of Issa V'Hetta, we'll explain why there's a difference between Mimbishen Aminai and Mimbishen Aminai. This is a long run in the Dharam, discusses it at length. We'll have a great Shabbos.